They're putting nuts on the planes now. I see what's going on in some of these videos, so it's not that far from the truth. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, I love talking to you. Next Friday, we'll do it again, 7:35, right?
Yeah, that's right. We'll see everyone at the movies. Have a great one.
Hold on. Don't hang up. You hang up yet?
Nope.
Okay, hang on. Don't hang up yet. 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. Let's check news, see what's going on.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. More lives shattered in the Southern California wildfires.
Not just me, it's my whole neighborhood is gone. I don't know how we're going to come back from this. I don't even know where to start.
Juan Perez home in Altadena, among the 10,000 buildings that have burned to the ground so far. The number of lives lost is going up as well. Correspondent Danya Backus is in Pacific Palisades.
The death toll is continuing to rise. We are at 10, but officials say they are expecting that number to rise because they will start sending cadaver dogs to go through the rubble.
Among the victims, 66-year-old Victor Shaw in Altadena, found with a garden hose in his hand, likely trying to protect his home from the flames. There's no immediate relief in sight. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano.
We've got red flag warnings that remain up at least until 6 o'clock tonight. 50 to 60 miles an hour winds will continue for the next 6 to 10 hours.
All schools in the LA Unified School District are closed again today. President-elect Trump is expected to make a virtual appearance at court in New York next hour for sentencing in his hush money case.
Frankly, it's a disgrace. It's a judge that shouldn't have been on the case. He's a highly conflicted judge.
Last night, the Supreme Court turned down his bid to avoid sentencing. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
There will be an unconditional release, which is truly tantamount to a slap on the wrist. There will be no jail time. There will be no probation.
The Biden administration has succeeded in temporarily blocking an accused 9/11 mastermind from entering a plea in the case. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was set to enter a guilty plea today in a military courtroom in Guantanamo. He's accused of developing and directing the plot to crash airlines on 9/11. Families of the victims have been divided. Some objected because Mohammed would avoid execution. Others gathered at Guantanamo to hear him take responsibility for the attack. They hope to bring this case to a close. It's been stalled for more than two decades.
Economists expect mixed results when the government releases the December jobs report in half an hour. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It is expected that about 140 or 150,000 jobs were created in the month of December. And if that's the case, it's likely that the U.S. economy produced over 2.1 million jobs in 2024.
6 months after he was cleared of criminal charges in the shooting death of a cinematographer, Alec Baldwin has filed a lawsuit in New Mexico. He alleges prosecutors and law enforcement were malicious and went out of their way to defame him in the Rust case. S&P futures are down 15. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine man was acquitted on all charges related to the 2022 Graceland Cemetery shooting in Racine. The four-day trial for Luis Granados III wrapped up yesterday. It included testimony from LaMarion Blair, who faces similar charges. The Kenosha Unified School District will hold more town halls regarding their ask for $115 million. There's a referendum on the February 18th ballot, and last night voters were allowed to get more information. Another session is planned for next week. Two Waukegan Public Works employees were electrocuted yesterday. It happened when a crane boom touched an overhead power line during a tree trimming operation. One worker was flown to a hospital, the other by ambulance. Their current conditions aren't known. And a company linked to the Forest County Potawatomi is proposing 215 high-end apartments at the former Dairyland Greyhound Park site. The residential project is part of the larger Greenaway development, transforming the 240-acre area near the interstate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are on the road. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Then on Sunday in New York against the Knicks, Giannis Antetokounmpo leads the Eastern Conference with the highest average of points scored per game. Afterwards, you'll find Giannis every night sitting in front of his locker with ice bags on his knees and feet and a timer set for 20 minutes.
Except one. He's not going to be mad at me. Except one that Brooke took. I didn't like that one. But overall, I feel like we're playing good basketball. We're finding open guys. And when we do that, it's very, very hard to beat.
NFL, the Packers in Philly Sunday to take on the Eagles. So how do you stop running back Saquon Barkley, who has rushed for over 2,000 yards this season?
He does a great job with vision to get guys, you know, peeking in gaps they're not supposed to be and exploit that. And when he does, you know, get into, you know, open space, he can make a guy miss and take it to the house.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy, although I think we will see a little bit of sunshine by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 today. Tonight, clear 16. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with snow possible. Tomorrow night into Sunday, we could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
I don't use my gym. Do you use your gym? I wander in every 3 months and I go, I don't know how to do this. My entire workout, the whole thing, this is the discipline I have. The whole thing is based on whatever machine is open. That's how I do it. I walk around like a lost toddler for 3.5 minutes, and then I go, I guess I'm going to do neck today. Just going to do all neck. I'm just going to bang out a few on the scoliosis machine over here. Just. That's all I do. I do 3 sets of neck, both sides, and then I go home. And it costs $750. So if you could please let me out, just please. He said, if you don't want to come in and cancel in person, there's a second way to cancel my gym membership. This is what he said. You can write a letter. Write a letter. I was furious. You know why? Because I didn't sign this contract during the Civil War.
Beach Boys, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I want to thank you for joining us here this morning. We'll add lawyer to the list of jobs threatened by AI. A robot lawyer argued its first court case and helped someone fight a speeding ticket. Most courtrooms don't allow electronic devices to connect to the internet, so they picked one that allowed for Apple iPods to be used as hearing aids, and they let the robot argue the case. I wonder if the robot won. They didn't say who won that case or not. But if that's the case, not that I'm in court for any murders or anything, but maybe I might pick a robot. I don't know. 8:10. Looking for a cloudy day, chance of snow. Nothing big, though. Just a dusting. Highs near 30. Right now, it's cloudy and 25 degrees.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if there's a smile.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits. Need.
lasting love. Local news, Tamla Sitz at WRJN. It is a, oh, it's a Friday. I get to sleep late tomorrow morning. That's good. Hey, if someone says you're around a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, is it an insult or a compliment? It's above average, right? Well, a recent poll found that's what the average man rates himself. Technically a 5.9 out of 10. Only men were polled, not women. 42% said they're happy with the way they look overall. 62% men wish they were taller. But the top things they're insecure about, their weight, lack of muscle tone, and their abs or the lack of, their teeth and their hair. Well, I got my own hair. I'm 6'3", so that's good. Weight, I can afford to lose a couple of 100 pounds. Abs, I don't have any. That would be nice to have. It's a little bit of, you know, buffness. I don't have any of that. It's 8:16, local news. Tablets hit to WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. On the heels of the Golden Globe Awards last weekend, the Screen Actors Guild has announced its nominees for acting in movies and TV. Focusing on the TV side, Shogun led the way with 5 nominations, including Best Acting Ensemble, as well as individual acting awards for cast. Joining Shogun in the nominations for Best Cast Ensemble in a Drama Series are The Day of the Jackal, Slow Horses, and The Diplomat. Best Ensemble Cast in a Comedy Series included Hacks, The Bear, Abbott Elementary, Only Murders in the Building, and Shrinking. Something that might be worth noting, this is the year of the comeback, as actresses like Jodie Foster, Pamela Anderson, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Demi Moore all received nods for their acting talents across TV and film platforms. The Screen Actors Guild Awards air February 23rd on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his 4 grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa. Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number 1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at chulavistaresort.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
with local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Ooh, Louis Armstrong, what a wonderful world. Wasn't that in the James Bond movie on Her Majesty's Secret Service? I thought it was. I got to double check that. 8:23 local news. Timeless Hits at WRJN. Cloudy in our forecast today. A chance of snow. Just a dusting, maybe. Highs near 30. Right now, it's cloudy. It's 25 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right. Just 12% of Americans say they've lied in their resume. 12%? Come on. The most five common things we lie about: how interested you are in the job you're applying for, your experience, your past jobs, your previous job titles, and your interests or hobbies, which you might list at the bottom of your resume. Lying about your education and criminal history both barely missed the top five. I was interviewing this guy once for a job, and he filled out the application. On the application said, are you a convicted felon? That you're allowed to ask that. And he checked yes. And I'm reading it, and I looked up at him, and he was making eye contact with me. He knew what I was reading. I didn't ask another question. I was scared. I didn't know what to say. 8:24, local news. Time of since I got the Stones. Let's spend the night together.
Tired. Tongue's getting tired. satisfy me. Oh, my, 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 my. Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Stadium with Charlie Sheen, Major League. Remember Wild Thing? He was Wild Thing in that film. Pretty sure that was what it was about. All right. This is amazing. Sweden has a fleet of drones that can show up with a defibrillator when someone's having a heart attack. And they even saved a life. A 71-year-old guy collapsed while shoveling snow. The drone took about 3 minutes to get there, arrived before the paramedics. Someone zapped him with the defibrillator. He pulled through, made a full recovery, all thanks to that drone. That's a great idea. 8:31 right now. Let's check news at WRJN. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's not guilty for one of the men accused in a shootout during a funeral in Racine 3 years ago. A Racine jury has cleared Luis Granados III of all charges related to the 2022 Graceland Cemetery shooting, which took place during a funeral. The four-day trial featured testimony from Lamarion Blair, who faces similar charges and claimed Granados was present during the incident. The 18-year-old Granados had been charged with 14 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. A routine tree-trimming operation just across the state line led to a shock for a couple of workers. Two Waukegan Public Works employees suffered electric shocks from a power line incident yesterday. It happened when a crane boom touched overhead power lines, resulting in the electrocution of the workers. One victim was flown to a hospital, the other taken by ambulance. The status of the men isn't known. You can catch up with the congressman today. First District Congressman Brian Stiles starts the day in Janesville and Beloit with afternoon sessions around here. He's got stops today at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall and at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A little light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy, although I think we will see a little bit of sunshine by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 today. Tonight, clear 16. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with snow possible. Tomorrow night into Sunday, we could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
I went to my nephew's high school graduation. I don't think I've ever been more disappointed in the human species in my life. I'm in the stands. This woman gets on the microphone. She tried. She tried so hard. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful day here with all these graduates. We're going to ask you in advance to please not applaud or cheer when your individual child or friend is called, because we have way too many graduates, and it would not be fair to the people at the end of the alphabet. We're going to give everybody an opportunity at the end of the ceremony to give a big simultaneous round of applause for everyone. But please, when your individual child or family member is called, please don't applaud at that time. Okay, thank you in advance for understanding. Okay, here we go. Let's get started with our first graduate, Aaron Anderson. Yeah! Aaron! Aaron!
Are we the smartest species? We're top of the food chain?
I so wish, while he was yelling, that a clamp would have descended from the darkness of the ceiling, like one of those claw games, just right above him, and then just clamped onto his ribs and just pulled him up, a whooping and a hollering, a legs a flailing, just pulled him up into the darkness. I don't want him to die. I just never want to see him again.
Ooh.
news, timeless hits. Ah, these are Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. No one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool.
Local news, timeless hits, 8:39 at WRJN. All right, how about some good news? You want to feel good about the human race? All right, a 16-year-old kid in Texas named Jonathan Frederick spent a year working at a Chick-fil-A so he can buy a car. He paid $10,000 for this guy's Mazda SUV, but then it got repoed last year because the guy didn't actually own it outright. Jonathan ended up with no car and no money, but luckily a dealership called Frank Kett Motor Company heard about it, stepped in to help. They gave him a Kia Soul SUV to replace it. And you know what? It's better than the one he had. Isn't that great? Isn't that great about the human race? I love to hear those kind of stories. Makes me feel good. Day 40, local news, timeless hits, Tony Orlando and Dawn. Time to knock three times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show.
the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
WRJN.
Kind of a drag. Local news, 10 less hits at WRJN. Cloudy, chance of snow today with a high near 30. Part of cloudy, low 16 tonight. Sunny with a high near 29 tomorrow. And maybe an inch of snow Sunday with a high near 35. Right now it's cloudy, 25 degrees right here at Radio Park. You like Kit Kat bars? You know there are 300, actually more than 300 different flavors of Kit Kats in Japan. They have pear flavored, P-E-A-R, soybean flavored, blueberry cheesecake, green tea, and wasabi flavored. Isn't wasabi that hot sauce? A Kit Kat bar that will burn your mouth? Am I right on that? I'm pretty sure. 8:45, local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN.
Don't wanna discuss it. Think it's time for a change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange.
Oh,
Domino.
All right.
Call me on my Romeo.
by Domino. Van Morrison, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Mike Clemens talking sports in just a moment.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 2025 has arrived. It's never too late to start your fitness journey at Blue River CrossFit. Commit to a happier, healthier you this year with their 55-plus longevity class. The Blue River team guides you through custom-tailored workouts that boost strength, energy, and vitality, all in a positive and supportive environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100 to get started. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Do you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers connections, planting seeds of hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Mike Clemens on board now. We're going to talk sports for the next few minutes here, find out what's going on around the world of sports. Also, I've got something for you from the archives I found. A $6 billion lawsuit against the New York Jets and the New York Giants. I got to tell you about that, Mike. That's really good. But first, let's talk about the Packers. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and the last two games didn't look good for the Packers.
No, they don't exactly have momentum going into the postseason, do they? I mean, they lost to the Minnesota Vikings, and they... unable to improve against that North Division foe. And then on Sunday, they lose to the Bears. The Bears had lost 10 games in a row. They had never beaten the Matt LaFleur team. And, you know, it ended up being some game mismanagement by LaFleur because the Bears get the ball after the Packers kick what looked like the winning field goal, and they're in their own territory, and they're moving the chains, but they're out of timeouts. And then with 15 seconds left, Bears are, like, at their own 45, and LaFleur calls a timeout, which only helped the Bears organize. And the rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams, is in the huddle, and he tells DJ Moore, his top receiver, okay, listen, if they try and get you to get out of bounds at the sidelines, you know, take a little slant route over the middle, and I'll hit you. And then he goes to the rest of the office, and if I hit DJ, everybody run up to the line, and we'll clock it. I'll bounce the ball, and we'll clock it, and that'll save us some time for a field goal. 15 seconds left. That's the play that they run. It works, and they kick a 51-yard field goal and get the win as time expires. And LaFleur should not have called that timeout. And so, you know, you've got a very frustrated young Packers team now that come into the locker room, having lost those two games and not a lot of momentum going into the postseason against a very tough Philadelphia Eagles team.
Craig T. Nelson, he's the guy from the movie Poltergeist.
Oh, that's right. He was in Poltergeist.
Yeah, he was the father in Poltergeist. How did he get to sing that actual anthem? How did that work?
Yeah, and he was in Coach all those years,
right?
Yeah, star in Coach. There's an independent film called Green and Gold about a farm family where they're big Packer fans, and the grandpa, played by Craig, I think at the end he gets to go to a Packers game, sort of a lifelong dream. So he agreed to be in this small independent film, and there's some buzz. There's actually some pretty good actors in it. And I believe it's opening up in theaters across Wisconsin in the next week or so. They had like a little premiere for it. And then he got invited to sing the national anthem. So as he's standing up there and singing, and we're all standing at attention there in the press box, I'm thinking, okay, what's Don going to ask me about this? The one word that came to mind during his performance is respectful. He did a respectable job. He's not going to win American Idol anytime, but, you know, nice, pleasant baritone voice, sort of like the guy sitting behind you in the pew on Sunday singing a hymn, and like that. Did a nice job. That was a huge thrill for him. He talked about, my gosh, you know, to be 80 years old now. And
80?
To be able to, yeah, he's 80. He's 80. And to sing the national anthem at Lambeau Field before a Bears-Packers game, you know, let's check one off on the bucket list.
To stand up at 80, that's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we got the Packers and the Eagles, 1 p.m. this Sunday. And
it's a free game, and the kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, is this like one of those must wins? You always hear about that. It's a must win. Every year game should be a must win game. But
well,
is this one of those must wins?
When you go home, it's the first weekend of the playoffs,
yeah.
The wild card playoffs, and coming out of last year, and when they beat the Cowboys and they came close to beating the 49ers, people thought, wow, this is the Cinderella team. The Packers, they could be Super Bowl contenders next year. When they lost to the Lions about a month ago, I came back from Detroit saying, yeah, I don't think they're going to make it to the Super Bowl this year. They're still a pretty good team, but maybe not this year. And now losing to both the Lions and the Bears, they don't exactly have that momentum.
Yeah.
The Eagles have got a really good team. Saquon Barkley, their running back, rushed for over 2,000 yards this year. And they got Vic Fangio running their defense, and they're loaded on defense. So it's going to be a tough task for the Packers. They're 4.5-point underdogs, but you know they're going to need a couple of breaks and some changes in things if they're going to actually pull off this win on the road.
So this from this point on, it's one and done.
That's what it would be, yeah.
Okay. The NBA, the Bucks, nice win over the Spurs last night. Big win, 121-105.
Yeah, it was the other night. I was on Wednesday. They beat them 128-101, I think was the final on that. And Giannis, he's the leading scorer in the Eastern Conference right now. And they're doing what Doc Rivers has been preaching to them. Like, they're not a younger, faster team. They've got to pass the ball around, move the ball around, as he talks about, and take your time to look for the open shot. And when they do that, they seem to be able to execute. There's also a kid named A.J. Green who's really been coming on, shooting from the three-point line. He was 4 of 5 the other night. But Doc also said this guy's also doing a great job for them on defense. So they got things rolling that way. Chris Middleton, though, who they'd hope would be back, he ended up getting benched. He's having his time cut back because even though he had surgery on both his ankles last summer, now he's got tendonitis in one of the ankles, and so that's kind of holding them back a little.
Okay, and the Brewers signed 5 new players just before the deadline yesterday.
They did, except they got some of their new pitchers and Trevor McGill, who was their closer last year. They all agreed to terms before the deadline, but they could not sign their catcher, William Contreras. Nice guy. He played every game last year. He was great at calling pitches, and was a slugger, particularly in clutch situations. And then a report came out late last night that the Brewers and him are $1 million apart. He was asking for 6.5. The Brewers are only offering 5.5, and it's like, oh my, is this going to be like another Josh Hader or Corbin Burns deal where, you know, they end up kind of getting the players ticked off at him? It's like, you know, this is a great catcher. Pay the man. He's worth it. But now it's going to go to arbitration, and that can get ugly sometimes.
Well, that's like me and the radio station. We're $1 million apart, too, in negotiations.
Yeah, $1 million apart. Yeah, well, good to hear about that. Well, congratulations on your next contract.
I want $1 million. They don't want to give me $1 million, though. It's $1 million apart. Yeah. All right, here's something I found interesting from the archives. This is back from 2022. New Yorkers know this, that the only New York team left is the Buffalo Bills, because they're in New York. There was a $6 billion class action lawsuit filed against the New York Giants and the New York Jets because they say they're from New York, but they play in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And the Giants even took the NY off their helmets. It just says Giants. But I don't think the Jets did.
Yeah, no. Well, no, it just says Jets.
Oh, it does now? Okay, they took the Jets. New York off there? Yeah. But they still call themselves that. They still call themselves the New York Giants, the New York Jets. They call themselves the New Jersey Giants, New Jersey Jets. So
yeah.
My brother,
they're tri-state teams. No, yeah. So someone, so a fan has filed a lawsuit that says if you're going to be New York, you got to play in New York.
Well, it's just you got to understand the New York mentality if you live there. I mean, so my brother, who was the biggest Jets fan ever, plus my brother and I went to college, Hofstra University. That was the New York Jets training camp. It still is. Joe Namath used to come over to the sideline, shake hands, say, "I'll steal a French fry from your food." I mean, that was great. So we were always New York Jets fans. And when they left to go to the Meadowlands, old Meadowlands, my brother said, "Well, I'm still a New York fan." I said, "But then the New York team's left." He goes, "Yeah, we have the Buffalo Bills." I said, "Okay." That's what he thought. All right, we have one New York team left, the Buffalo Bills.
Only Buffalo, I believe, is a farther drive than New Jersey.
400 miles, my friend. I've driven it.
That's a long commute. I don't have to cover that team.
Okay, so we got the Packer game, and again, it's one and done. This is it. The Packers take on the Eagles in Philadelphia. 1 p.m. pregame, what, 3:30 you said, kickoff?
Yes, sir.
All right, sounds good. Hey, you take care of yourself, Mike, and we'll talk to you next Friday once again.
I'll have a cheesesteak in your honor.
In Philadelphia, they have Gino's cheesesteaks, and I forget what the other one is. They're across
Pat's,
the street from
Pat's. Right across the street from each other. One time I went to Pat's holding a Gino's soda mug, and they started yelling at me. I didn't realize that I'd
make
drifted into their area. Yeah,
Pat's and Gino's, cheesesteak.
I have reports for you from Philly on Monday morning.
Sounds good. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Don.
All right. Everybody, have a great weekend. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you Monday morning once again, 6 a.m. We got a great weekend lineup of shows. I mean, we've got so much stuff happening here on the weekend at WRJN. But before all that, we've got Dan Marcus with his Wax Museum coming up next and Kurt Vollman at 2 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock tonight, Chris Morrow. So it doesn't stop coming here at WRJN. But right now, it's 9 o'clock. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in New York, where President-elect Trump is expected to make an appearance remotely for sentencing by the judge in his hush money case.